At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897. Built on trust, driven by innovation, and now buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys.
Right now, drive home a new 2025 Volkswagen Atlas for 3.9% APR for up to 60 months.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVW.com. Or visit us by the airport. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 7/31/25.
I'm 19 years old, and this happened a year ago. I still live with my parents, and I'm an only child. For my whole life, we lived in the same house, in a very average neighborhood. But last year, after I finished high school, my parents chose to move us to a new place. It was a few hours away, in a less city-like town. They talked about it a lot, so it was no surprise or anything. But moving away from where I was used to was very odd for me. Especially with the house being so drastically different. It was still technically in a neighborhood, but it had a ton of land, and rather than the houses being right up next to each other, they were each separated by a few acres of forest. Anyway, a couple weeks after moving in, my parents went on their yearly business trip together, flying across the country and leaving me with the house. I was obviously old enough, but it was a bit unsettling to be in the new place alone for the first time. It was summer, too, so I didn't have any school or anything. I was just spending all day at the house. The first day went by slowly, as I tried to keep myself entertained by YouTube and Netflix, but ran out of things to watch. On the second day, though, I spent a little while sitting outside on the chairs we had set up on the porch, and it wasn't long before I noticed a man by the street. Our driveway was big, so the street wasn't exactly close to our house, but he was standing right next to the entrance of our driveway, kind of in the trees, and looking toward me. I lifted my hand and waved, thinking he was a neighbor, but the man immediately looked away, as if he was trying to pretend like he wasn't looking at me. It was odd, but he walked away afterward. I waited for a few minutes to see if he'd come back, but then went inside. I didn't think on it too much, going about the rest of my day by playing video games and making a frozen meal for dinner. I stayed up later that night. I can't say the exact time, but it was likely close to 1 or 2 a.m. when I finally went upstairs and got in bed. I had trouble falling asleep, same as the night before, so I was laying with my eyes closed for almost an hour. It was just as I felt like I might be able to fall asleep that I heard something downstairs. A few footsteps walking onto the porch outside. I opened my eyes and listened carefully before there was a soft click and then the long creak of the front door opening. I sat there in silence, terrified into a state of shock where I didn't know what to do. I heard the footsteps enter the house, then walk through the hallway downstairs. They were very slow and quiet, trying to keep their presence unknown. I got out of bed and moved over to the door, locking it, and then going to the corner of my room and hiding behind the bed frame. They continued to walk through the downstairs, barely making any noise. Then there was a long minute of silence before I heard the sound of the staircase creak, and then again, closer to the top of the steps. My heart was beating so fast as I stared at the bedroom door in horror when I saw the shadow move under it and stop right outside. They stood there for an entire minute, probably listening to see if I was in the room. Then they finally walked away, going down the hall and up to the master bedroom. I didn't hear the door open, so I assumed they did the same thing, standing outside the door and listening. Then he started walking back toward my room, but I saw the shadow move past my door, and then the footsteps quietly going down the stairs at a quickened pace. They went straight for the front door, leaving the house, and then it was silent again. I must have stayed in my room completely still for 30 minutes, thinking it was a trap of some kind and that he was hiding in the house, waiting for me to make a sound. But when I finally got the courage to leave my room and walk downstairs, I saw the front door wide open and no person anywhere in the house. I called the police and my parents, but as you could assume, they didn't find much. They aren't sure how the person unlocked the front door, but we of course changed the locks and added a chain bolt as well. I also don't know if the person who broke in was the same person I'd seen watching me earlier that day, or if it was someone else. Their intentions are unknown, but my parents think that maybe when they came inside and saw that the master bedroom door was closed, the intruder may have thought that they were home and didn't want to risk going forward with whatever he planned to do while someone else was home. What the person was truly planning will likely never be known for sure. When I was 18, me and two of my friends moved in together into an apartment. We all worked regular jobs while doing online school, and with the three of us combined, the rent was easily affordable. Over the following year though, one of them moved out, leaving just the two of us to pay the bill. It was still affordable, but much less than it used to be, and even had me stressing out a couple times. And after a few months, my other friend moved out as well. It wasn't their fault having to leave, but it still really sucked, and I was forced to find somewhere else to live on just my small paychecks. There weren't a lot of options within my budget, but I was willing to take anything as long as it was a roof over my head. Eventually, I found a listing for an apartment on the other side of town. From the pictures, it looked like a small building, only having 8 rooms, and it definitely was not very nice on the inside. Still, the price was okay with me, so I sent in a request to tour and went there later that night. I met the owner, Jackson, and he walked me through the room. It was really small and really not that great, but again, there wasn't much I could do about it. The following week, I moved in. Once I got used to it, the place wasn't actually too bad. Sure, it wasn't very clean and looked really old, but it had all the basic things I needed. The only thing that felt weird was this one door in the hallway. It was right across from my room, almost looking like it would be just another bedroom. But during the tour, Jackson said my place was actually connected to the neighbor's, so we shared that door. He explained that it always stayed locked from both sides, and that I could just ignore it, assuming it was just like a wall. But sometimes I felt like it was a little weird if they could hear everything going on in my apartment. And on the flip side, I always felt like I had to be extra quiet so as to not disturb them. The door was clearly thin, so sound had to be going through easily. However, for the first week or so, I never heard anything from the other side. Like, not even a little bit of noise or anything. It wasn't until one night after working late, I was sitting on the couch watching TV when I heard a really loud thud come from the hallway. I walked over, thinking something might have fallen over in my room, but then I noticed a bit of light moving around under the door to the other apartment. It looked like maybe a phone flashlight or something. I listened for a little bit, not trying to be too creepy, but just wanting to know what was going on. After all, that was the first time I'd ever heard anything from their apartment. But after only a minute, the light turned off and no more sounds came from behind the door. I went back to the couch and stayed up for another hour before going to bed. Throughout the night, I occasionally woke up hearing thuds or soft footsteps coming from that door in the hallway. I never got up to check on it because I knew there was nothing to really check on. But it gave me an eerie feeling for some reason, knowing they were up the entire night, doing something in the dark of their room. This went on for a few days, only hearing noises late at night when most people would be sleeping. I never heard anyone talking though, or really anything other than thuds and footsteps. But then one night, something was different. I woke up to a thud far louder than any of the others I'd heard. I immediately sat up in my bed with wide open eyes, staring at my door across the room. Something about that sound sent chills through me, making me feel like this was something I needed to check on. I slowly and quietly got out of my bed and walked over to my door, leaning against it and listening into the hallway. Nothing. It was completely silent now. I carefully opened the door, looking across the hall, and felt my body go numb. The other door was open. I hesitated, unsure what to do, but then I crept into the hallway and looked behind the partially open doorway. I almost didn't believe what I saw. It was a bedroom, slightly smaller than mine, but it was empty, aside from a mattress on the ground. There were no doorways leading to anywhere else. It was just a single room, with no way in or out, except for the door in my apartment. I ran and got my phone, dialing 911 as I looked all around my apartment to make sure nobody was there. Luckily, whoever was in there had left. Police came and did their investigation, but strangely, Jackson never picked up his phone, and soon we found out that Jackson probably wasn't who he said he was. We never heard or saw from him again. As for the room, it's honestly just a puzzling situation. It could have been Jackson, or whoever he was, that was living in there and trying to not be noticed. Or it could have been someone else. Maybe they broke out and that's what the sounds were. To this day though, I've never gotten any updates on what the true story behind any of it was. It was the beginning of winter when I had to make a big change of location for work. There was no way around it due to my position, unless I quit, but I really didn't want to do that. Unfortunately though, they were making me move several states over to a place I'd never been to before. It was a small town a decent way outside of the city that just so happened to have a large warehouse that I'd be working at. With no real way to get there beforehand, I had to rent a place without ever seeing it in person. The options were minimal given the size of the town, so I wasn't very confident in my choice, but I tried to keep my hopes up. When the day came, I left my hometown and drove 2 days to the new place. When I first made it to the town and drove through the roads, I felt very out of place. I was always a city person, and this was the most small town looking town I'd ever been to. There were very few neighborhoods with newer houses, as most of them were very old 1900s looking homes. The neighborhood my place was in seemed to be a mix of these houses, which looked a bit strange, but at least my house was one of the somewhat newer ones. I parked on the side of the street and walked up the driveway, which had a shipping container in the middle that was delivered with all my stuff in it. I opened up the house key from an envelope and unlocked the front door, stepping inside for the first time. Seeing an empty house is never the best way to judge if it'll be good or not, but this place looked a lot worse than it did in the pictures. There were cracks running along the walls and water stains all over the ceiling. Things that must have been photoshopped out of the pictures. The rooms were not very spacious either, but honestly, after seeing all the other houses, this one was probably one of the best in the town. Once I was done looking through the rooms, I went back to my car and got out the air mattress and a couple backpacks full of stuff. It was already really late, and I didn't want to do any big moving until the morning. I decided to set up the air mattress in the living room. I don't know, sleeping in an empty bedroom in an empty house made me uncomfortable, so I just stuck with the living room. I turned off all the lights and laid down. I was really tired, but I still had trouble getting comfortable. About 30 minutes went by of me just laying there and trying to sleep, before a knock at the front door startled me up. I looked over at the door, then tapped my phone to check the time. 1 a.m. Nobody should be at the door this late. I got up and quietly went over, looking through the peephole. There were two men, both standing on the porch and looking at the door. It was dark, but neither of them had defining features. I stayed and watched them, not saying anything, and waiting for them to leave. They knocked again, showing no signs of leaving anytime soon. I wondered what they could possibly need at this time of night, and I really couldn't think of anything reasonable. Another 30 seconds passed, until one of them turned around and started to walk away, followed by the other. After they were gone, I sat back on the mattress and tried to figure out why they came here. I spent at least 15 minutes just laying down and thinking, but I guess I was more tired than I thought because I drifted asleep. When I woke up, it must have only been maybe half an hour later. I was still half asleep, but I heard a long, quiet creak come from across the house. I quickly got up and turned on the light. I didn't know if it was just the house creaking or something else, but I was already on edge. I walked down to the room at the other end of the house where I'd heard the sound from, but at first, nothing seemed off. It was just an empty room. That was until I saw a very small gap between the window frame. It was just slightly open. My stomach dropped as I closed and locked it. I had no idea if it was like that before or not. I didn't remember ever checking the windows. My mind was racing though, making me go through the house and check all the windows and doors. But as I went around the upstairs rooms, there was a single scuffed shoe print right in the middle of the hallway. Thankfully, there was no one in the house anymore, but it didn't take away the horror of it. Police came quickly after I called, confirming that it was very likely someone had come in that night through the window. The fact that one or two people had come in through the downstairs window and must have walked through the entire house to get upstairs, all happening while I was sleeping in the middle of an empty room, is a terrifying thought. You just have to wonder what they did when they saw me and what they were planning on doing. And did it have anything to do with the two men I'd seen just half an hour before? I still live in the same house, but I've never had any more strange encounters since that very first night.